Today's warm at 1.3 on the telephone with us is Josh A. Dawson, hoops in the musical MJ the Musical. You play a couple of people, play Tito, and then our dearly departed genius Quincy Jones. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So playing Tito and Quincy, I'm going to guess Quincy's more fun to play?
But both for different reasons, you know, but Tito has always been my favorite Jackson.
Really?
Of the bunch. I'm a musician as well, and it just so happens that Quincy Jones is my icon. I mean, I've really shaped much of my career and much of my life, even outside of theater and outside of acting, around him, around his artistry, around his worldview. And so to be playing him, to be honoring him during his transition feels extra special.
Yeah, my good. I read up on you. He lived in abroad for a while, so you decided to do the same thing.
Yes, I spent a lot of time out of the country, and you know, I always find a way to get smarter is just surrounding yourself with another perspective.
Yeah,
it makes you way more compassionate, way more empathetic, and it teaches you. You know, Quincy had a really wonderful philosophy about life. He was like, with music, there's only good music, there's only bad music. He's like, I don't believe that about people, but it just shows me that everyone's good and everyone's a little bad, and everyone's a little bad and everyone's a little good.
Yeah, one of my favorite travel persons I see on TV, he says, travel is the death of bigotry. And boy,
beautiful. So
The play is MJ the Musical, and you can't cover all of his life. So what does this, what's the play cover? What part of his life does it cover?
Sure. I don't even want to say it covers the main parts, because he has so many main parts. I think brilliantly what our Pulitzer-winning writer has done, Lynn Nottage, is just give us sort of glimpses into what I like to say is they're snapshots into his humanity. We see Michael, the person that is in front of the camera, and the sort of iconic imagery, iconic artistry that he has put out into the world. But it gives us, you know, it's told through a very small couple days in his rehearsal process and making the Dangerous Tour. And then while we're doing this, it just sort of, like I said, it just flashes to his childhood
and
his teenage life, his life with Berry Gordy, his life with Quincy. You know, the thing about Michael Jackson's music and his artistry is it's overwhelming. It's sort of overwhelming to think about how much of an impact he has had on pop culture, on, you know, certainly the last century as far as artistry. And so we would be there for 8 hours if we were just even doing all the jazz.
Just the Thriller video alone and what that did for MTV and that whole generation.
Sure.
I mean, if you just take that once, 6-7 minute video, that was enough right there. I mean, it's remarkable.
Yeah. And continues to be.
Yeah.
It's like the only song that keeps going number one every Halloween.
I know. So, I know you don't want to give it all away, but what are some of the songs you're going to hear?
Because there are certain songs on press, I'll answer that question.
Okay.
There's Beat It. There's a lot of Jackson 5 music in there. Uh-huh. There's some stuff that he did with Quincy Jones. Some stuff that he did with Stevie Wonder. I can't help it. Most people don't actually know that Stevie Wonder wrote that song for Michael Jackson. And so, yes, he worked on it with Quincy Jones, but, you know, he had another genius's hand.
Yeah, wow, I didn't know that either. What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Actually, that is my favorite song.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that song. And, you know, any combination of Quincy Jones and Stevie Wonder.
I know, where you go.
It can't not be great, yeah.
Where you go after that, right? I mean, that's just nuts is what that is.
And did I read this right? You went to the University of Michigan?
I did, yes.
I'm from Michigan, and my son wants to go there too. So how did you love it?
Oh, what an experience.
Yeah.
I mean, Leaders in Best, Midwestern. I'm Midwestern as well. I grew up in Iowa, and so you know, there's something about Big Ten football that, you mm-hmm. know, Big Ten basketball that it's just unlike any other place on the globe. Now, I will say, those winters, you have to be
prepared. Yeah, we're familiar with those.
We're used to that. You'll see that when you're here.
Well,
the
it's from Cedar Rapids,
here.
Iowa. You're
yeah,
not from
you're
winter.
Used to it. Yeah. But you'll see it when you're here. The show runs December 17th through the 22nd.
So, oh, my goodness. Okay, so deep in the heart of the cold.
Yeah, yeah you're going to – yeah. So you were in the music program, obviously, at Michigan, right?
Yes.
Can I ask you when you graduated?
I actually didn't graduate. I spent my time in college was – I started off at the University of Cincinnati Conservatory for Music for about 3 years. Whole different experience. Ohio, you know.
Yeah.
And then I moved to New York in 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
First show. And then I did that for a little bit, for about 4 years. And then I decided to go back to Michigan. It was a school that I always grew up wanting to go to. And CCMs just sort of fell on my plate. And
yeah.
And then, so I was at U of M 2012 and 2013.
Okay.
So different times, different, yeah. I've now gone back to teach and, you know, it's just.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. It's been great. Play there 4 times on tour.
Oh, that's gotta be fun. So what's the highlight of the show for you? What's your personal favorite part of the show?
Oh, goodness. I get this question so many times, you know, and then every single time it changes, which I think is a testament to the brilliance of this show. Honestly, I think other than my time with Quincy and the show, I think my favorite moment, and I won't give it away, I'll just say this, the start of the second half of the musical, I think is just a culmination of his artistry. It is a testament to his dedication, his discipline. And it's about a 15-minute sequence
wow.
of just a highlight reel of the brilliance of Michael Jackson. And I'll just say that. Look
right.
forward. It's one of those musicals that you're not going to want to get stuck in a bathroom line. You're not gonna
wanna get stuck yeah, so don't leave it intermission. You got to come back right. for the second act.
You know, if you do, make sure you take your breath, stretch your legs, but make sure you are back in your seat for the start right. of the second act.
That's awesome.
All right, thank you.
We can't let him go yet.
What?
He was in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, my goodness.
Harry Belafonte.
Oh, yes. Oh, you played Harry Belafonte. Oh, my goodness.
I sure did, yeah. You know, but it has been, dare I say, a running joke, because I don't know that I want to belittle the moment or the experience. But I, in the last 5 years, have played 3 of my sort of icons, 3 of the men that have been so influential during the last twilight of their life. I got to play Harry Belafonte the last 6 months of his living on this plane, Tito Jackson and Quincy Jones, all
wow.
3 of them. So to be able to honor these men while they were transitioning has been certainly interesting,
yeah.
you know, to be able to honor them, to be able to be doing their work while they're still on this plane, to be able to see my work, and then sort of ushering people into the transition. And, you know, I love giving little pieces of fact and information about these artists.
Yeah.
You know, my time in Europe, I was just there for a whole month in August. And one of the things I was telling people when I was doing my traveling, I was traveling to multiple different countries, and I was like, you know, luckily my show has given me some time off to live like Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones has escaped America. You know, he's playing with Duke Ellington and Miles Davis and these great pioneers of jazz music, and decided to go to Europe and study strings with a Russian woman. And then came back and subsequently wrote some of the most iconic string arrangements for this young buck, Michael Jackson, who had, you know, we've come to love and are now honoring in a musical. And so, you know, I tend to think that, like, it's all connected, right? The whole
yeah.
experience is all connected and just expands the worldview. And yeah.
Well, good for you. Sounds like a great life
right?
you got going on. Congratulations.
Nice.
Thank you. I feel exceptionally blessed. You know, someone who grew up in the cornfields and and the sticks, like I say.
That's right. That's right. From Iowa to Broadway, there's your life story.
There you go. Through the University of Michigan.
Exactly. How crazy is that?
That's awesome.
Little Ann Arbor hippie town. It's great.
Love it.
There you
Love
go.
It.
Man.
So wonderful.
All right. MJ, the musical is at the Westair Auditorium Theater the 17th of 22 from December. And thanks, Josh, for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to meeting you all.
All right.
Break a leg, man. Bye-bye now.
Cheers.